Hey guys, welcome to Confession of Faith 2021. This is week 29. It's our second week on Article 7 of the Baptist Faith and Message. Last week we looked at the first part of Article 7, baptism. This week we're looking at the second part of Article 7, the Lord's Supper. So I'll scroll down to it and get us ready. It's a shorter paragraph. And this is, the Confession of Faith and the Catechism are lining up on these points. And so we're not going to talk a whole lot about it for the Confession of Faith, but watch the catechisms on Sunday that are going on now, and I'll probably say a few more things. I mean, I'll say something about it here. Anyway, let me pray for us. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you. We worship you for who you are, the creator of all things, king over all things, our redeemer, our savior, slow to anger, abounding in love. You've loved us, and we're thankful. And we pray that you continue to work in our lives for your glory, for your name, according to your will and purpose. It's in Jesus we ask. Amen. Okay, the Lord's Supper is a symbolic act. All right, that's important. It's a symbolic act. Symbols, bread and fruit of the vine that symbolize the body and blood of Jesus. More specifically, the broken body of Jesus on the cross and the shed blood of Jesus on the cross. Not just that they exist. It's what happened. What did Jesus do? He laid down his life for us. His body is the sacrifice that atones for our sins. It's so important. This is the centerpiece of Christianity. Christ's death on the cross for the atonement of sins. The Lord's Supper is a symbolic act. It symbolizes that. It's an act of obedience. The Lord's Supper is a symbolic act of obedience. We obey him. We obey his command that we celebrate the Lord's Supper, whereby members of the church, so that's who's partaking, that's who's participating in this act of obedience, members of the church, through partaking of the bread and fruit of the vine, memorialize the death of the Redeemer and anticipate his coming. So we're looking back and we're looking forward. I would argue, too, that we're looking up, because when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, it's in the context of worship. All of worship is looking to Jesus Christ, looking to him in the Word, looking to him in the Supper. We don't come to worship to be seen. We come to worship to see God through his Word. And the Lord's Supper goes along with that. It's a visual proclaiming of the gospel. But what's being said here is we're looking back to his death on the cross that accomplished our salvation, and we're looking forward to his second coming, the end of all things, the consummation, the full and final blessing of our salvation, our inheritance of glory. And that's what the Lord's Supper is. It's a symbolic act of obedience whereby members of the church come together, we partake of the bread and the fruit of the vine together, memorializing the death of our Savior and looking forward to his return. That's the Lord's Supper. It's a glorious thing. It's a gift of God to us to help us. Help us in our worship, to help us in our spiritual growth, to encourage us, to assure us. And those are some of the things we've gone over in the Catechism. Father, we thank you. Thank you for Jesus again. What else can we say? We thank you for your purpose to create a people for yourself. We thank you that you've shown us grace and brought us into your kingdom. Father, we ask that you would give us a deeper affection for Christ as we go through this life. Help us to live by faith, not by sight. And it's in Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. All right, well, God bless you. And thanks for joining. And we'll see you on Sunday for Catechism, the 30th Lord's Day. And I'll see you next Monday for Confession of Faith, week 30. God bless you. See you soon.